can talk to him. He can hear me. Husband? Husband, are you there? I can't hear you, but he says you can hear me. I'm so glad you're here. I knew you'd come. I knew you'd save me. I'm all right. He hasn't hurt me. But he tore my dress off my body. And he tied my wrists and blindfolded me with strips of fabric from it. I can't see where I am. I'm sitting on a bed. I think with soft satin sheets. And he's sitting beside me with his hand on the back of my neck. Husband, I'm so scared. I've been scared ever since he kidnapped me. I was lying on her bed, waiting for you to come home from work. In my little black dress that leaves my legs bare. And with my laciest lingerie beneath. And my pussy. I just got it waxed. Just like you said you always wanted. That was an experience. But now my soft little pussy is naked and sensitive to every touch and completely bare and smooth under my panties. I wanted it to be a sexy surprise for you. I wanted to give you an early anniversary gift. And while I lay on her bed like the hottest little gift, he must have broken into our house, my kidnapper. He grabbed me, covered my mouth with his thick hand to shut me up. He pulled me from our marriage bed and dragged me out to his van. I screamed and screamed into his hand, but I don't think anyone could hear me. And he forced me into his van and tore off my dress. And now I'm here on the night of our first anniversary. In his bed. All I'm wearing is my black lace bra and panties. I'm all tied up and I'm so scared. He says that you'll get me back, but first you have to prove yourself worthy of me. He says that I'm a tight, sexy little slut. It was worth putting in the effort to kidnap, so if my husband wants me, he can put in the effort to get me back. He says that we're gonna play a little game. He says that the game is going to be so fun. Oh, God. And that your wife's young, fertile body is the prize. Me. I'm the prize. You have to play his game and you'll win me. You've brought the ransom with you to the house like he asked, and I'm here, just like he promised. I'm held captive in one of the rooms. With him. God, you have to find me. You have to save me. Please, please save me. His entire house has been set up as an escape room, he says. You have to find the clues to locate the room I'm in and unlock it. He says that he'll give me clues that I can share with you to help you find me. He also says that you have a hot, sexy, tight little wife and then he wants to make me his whore. And if you don't hurry, if you don't make it to me in time, then he says he's going to fuck me. He's going to fuck me. He says he's going to rape me and impregnate me. He's going to rape me on our wedding anniversary. Unless you save me. Oh, God, I'm squirming, but he's gripping me by my neck. No, please, please, you can't. I just want to go home to my husband. Please don't touch me. Husband, he's taking off my bra. Husband, oh, please hurry. He can see my tits. Oh, he's grabbing them. Oh, his calloused hands are on my breasts, and he's cupping and squeezing my tits. Oh no, husband. No, he's tugging my nipples with his fingers. Oh. Oh, God. No, please don't. Please. I've never had a man's hand on me, except for my husband's. Please don't fondle me. Oh, you animal. Let me go. Oh. Oh. He's twisted my nipple. Oh, God. This can't be happening. Husband, please save me. Please, I want to go home. I don't want his hands on me. Save me. Don't let him fuck me. Oh, he says that the first clue that will help you to get to me is the answer to this question. Oh, husband. He says, how many weeks long is the average human pregnancy? Oh, God. Oh, husband, my love, he's groping me. Oh, his hands are so rough on me. Oh, not loving and gentle like yours. Oh.